Great, thanks for the moment of Seventh Dynasty, everybody. Thanks, Erica, for checking in and reminding me of that. So, let's see. Chad, WI9HF, WB9CSP, how are you today? And what was the first thing you did when you became a ham? Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Dead one on the net. Erica says it's going to snow again here in Janesville. And our dinner last night consisted of a fish fry at a restaurant that we like. The owner is cousins with another friend of ours up in Madison who had a restaurant. We met both of them through their restaurant that they owned and good to make friends like that. So fish was pretty good. They got home just in time for the snow, which is good. So anyway, speaking of ham friends passing away here a couple weeks ago in Rock County, Janesville area, had a good friend of a lot of the hams in town here passed away. He had dementia, unfortunately, and yeah, passed away after 3-4 years of battling with that. But he was really instrumental in getting a lot of the repeaters on the air in Rock County here, and I met him 30 years ago almost. He's a really nice guy, good friend to everybody, heck of a nice guy, and he's sorely missed, I gotta say. So, proud to be involved in amateur radio in my area here. Glad to be contributing to it with these repeaters we have on the air. And kind of a small way, keep Bob's legacy going. So, let me see. The first memorable thing, I guess, that I did after getting my license is a bunch of us went down to the club station for a local club up in Wausau. We were using some of the equipment, which didn't have too much down there, but I wanted to try packet radio. I'm still on packet radio, even though it's slowly kind of dwindling. And, we kicked off the club, although everything we did kicked off that club. But we put the CV, brought a CV with us. I didn't bring it down. I could care less. We brought a CV up and hooked it up to the 10-meter beam on the roof, and they got mad at us. That's illegal to put that on 10-meter beam. No, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. So, I don't know. They got mad at everything we did. So, I didn't stay a member of that club too long. But most other clubs I've been to are pretty cool. So, anyway, that's my main thing that we did. I went down to the club station and looked at some of the old equipment down there and got a dummy terminal for packet. I had some vision. I could read the screen back then. But that was kind of fun, though. That was the biggest thing I can remember. So, back to you, Richard, to be on NHF.